country. House of the country.
Most of us wouldn't mind some time out in the country, away from it all. Well, what if you could rent an entire village? This is the rather unique experience being offered by Megye in Hungary. Barbara Balog is one of the village's 18 residents and its sales manager. She joins me now via Skype. Barbara, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi there.
How did the village decide to put itself up for rent?
Well, it all started as a joke. We were having a glass of wine last Sunday together in the barn, and we were trying to work out a good idea how we could make people understand that the 7 guest houses that we have in the village could be rented in one as if it was a hotel or something like that. And our mayor just came up with the idea that we should just, you know, put up an ad and that's it. And so we started laughing, and everyone had an extra idea to add to it. And then we went to sleep. And nobody ever told that he's going to make the ad and just put it up straight away on Monday afternoon. But that's what happened. And ever since, it's a craziness now.
What's happened? You've been inundated, have you?
Well, it went viral. It's just, come on, you're calling me from Melbourne.
Yes, come on, I am.
Exactly. Well, the good deal is that we're renting out the houses at a maximum 29, 30 people, depends on how you want to be accommodated. It's 7 houses, and the price is 210,000 forints per night, and that includes...
So I understand that's a cost of about 980 Australian dollars a day. And yeah, what do you get for that?
Well, it's just the accommodation. Well, obviously, also, you can use the bus stop.
Thank you.
You can wait for the bus. It comes twice a day. So there are the animals. You can go out riding a horse. You can see the chicken coop. You can help out. You can work as if you were one of the villagers. And we would really like that. You know, one of our programs for companies, if they come in to do an outdoor training or a company outing, is that we would let them do some sort of charity or some sort of village work that is very unusual for them, so they can enjoy rural life a little bit.
Let me get this right. They have to pay this money to take your village, and then you get them to do free labor for your village.
Exactly. Isn't it a good idea?
This is genius. This is genius. No wonder it's gone viral because, you know, it's an elaborate trick. Now, what is the village like and how would visitors be received, do you think?
Well, it's not new for us because we have had the guest houses before for quite a few years now. So we have the facilities. We have a bar in the barn, which is at the same time the mayor's office. And we have all sorts of things to accommodate the guests and to make them feel home and make them feel served. But what we are really offering, peace and silence, doing nothing. You know, when we're talking, when they make an inquiry and we're talking and we just say, oh, there are many things that you can do in the area. But once they get here, most of the programs are getting cancelled because they just don't want to do anything.
Really? This is a marketing idea we wish we'd come up with. Is it really a dead-end village?
It is. There is no road further.
That's it. It's like the end of the world.
Exactly. It is. But that's the beauty of it.
And how much, you say you've been, it's kind of gone viral, but people like me in Melbourne, in Australia are interested. Why has it gone viral and how much interest, real interest, is it providing?
I don't know. I mean, we have had calls from all over the world, from Colombia to Sweden, like Australia. It has increased. It's the first 3 days were like we went nuts. Like all the phones were ringing and thousands of emails were coming in. And there are already reservations. It's not only inquiries, but we already have actual reservations for the spring season, for the summer. They're mostly Hungarians yet.
Barbara, it's been a pleasure to have you on my program on RN Drive. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Barbara Balog, who is looking after the bookings for the village of Megyer in Hungary. Yes, the entire village. And you get a bus stop you can use twice a day. It's a great deal, $900 a night. You're listening to RN Drive.